This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law on your... I was going to say on your Friday. It's not. You we haven't were. Jumped the... I know, old habits die hard.
Good afternoon, Dean Murphy. Good afternoon, Timothy. Good afternoon, Joysters. Welcome to Murphy's Law.
How are you?
We actually even came in yesterday and did pre-production and
I feel like I've been here all week.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, everyone. Wow, what a day. I'm surprised that every Australian has not been given a day off.
Why? Or just the gay contingent?
No, every Australian.
Everyone.
I think everyone deserves a holiday. And you know why?
Why?
Because it's our bloody Kylie Minogue's 50th birthday.
Is it her birthday today, though, or during the week?
Today.
Happy birthday, Kylie.
Happy birthday, Kylie.
What would you be doing if you were Kylie Minogue and had all that money?
I'd be having a lovely soiree somewhere. That's what I'd be doing.
Probably a champagne breakfast in bed.
Oh, yes, I'd be lovely. Doing all that.
Well, I take it from the fact that it is her 50th birthday today that we're going to rock out a whole bunch of Kylie tracks. Is that right?
We are indeed.
Absolutely.
Great.
She clearly didn't want to come and visit us for her birthday, which is a little rude. But that's
actually,
okay.
How many times has Kylie been to Joy?
We've been
on air for 25 years. That's half her life.
Hey, now it's her birthday. I don't think we still pointing fingers.
I just want to know how many times over the 25 years since she's actually graced us with her presence.
Has she actually ever been?
Whoa.
Every time.
That's taken a turn.
It wasn't supposed to be like that. I said one snippy comment and now Kylie Minogue is the person that's left us alone.
Sure.
I think that's... Let's start again. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kylie. Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Here's Maroon 5.
You know, the beauty of radio is that the people at home don't need to know the ins and outs of what goes on.
It's good though, isn't
it? You keep breaking the glass right open and showing them all
Hillary Clinton of volunteer-based organisations.
God, Hillary Clinton.
There she is.
Anyway.
Now, this membership, dear Joy, I hope that my membership and small donation can go towards continuing the good work done by the presenters and volunteers for the LGBTIQA communities and allies. You're a vital voice for all parts of these communities, including the Melbourne Rainbow Band. Amen. As their president, I know the goodwill and relationship between our organisations. Onwards and upwards. Thank you to one and all at Joy 94.9.
Mark,
do you know what?
That's what
it's about, Mark. Thank you. And do you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, joysters everywhere. Well, next week is our radiothon. Actually, Friday radiothon kicks off this week on the 1st.
Yes, it is.
Because I pay attention in pre-production.
Sure, actually.
So it kicks off and it's vital that everyone gets behind. Joy, we need to keep the lights on. We need to keep all of the beautiful things that happen in this station alive and well. And we need your donations. And memberships.
Radiothon donations and memberships actually make up for a huge amount of the money brought into the station.
Absolutely. We couldn't do it without you people.
No. And so from Friday next week, dive into your pockets and sign up as a new member. Don't forget on the 25th of June is when we're doing the dollar for dollar.
It's a little bit later.
It's a little bit down the track.
But that's because we're, you know, accommodating people that have lavish lifestyles that want to go travelling overseas.
Gary and Jeffrey. Do you reckon Kylie Minogue has ever donated any money to the station?
Stop picking on Kylie Minogue today.
I'm not. I'm just saying, maybe she has.
I'm sure she has. She would have, yes.
On her birthday is not the time to sort of poke the bear.
Birthday girl. Listen, Anna Murphy, I want to bring this to your attention. Stupid people.
What?
Stupid people.
What are they doing?
And I'm not necessarily talking about the people the story's about, but the person who researched it.
Huh.
Shoppers are allegedly using self-service tills to steal expensive avocados by passing them off as carrots.
What?
Mm-hmm. As carrots are one of the cheapest vegetables by weight, there are suspicions the customers are taking advantage of the electronic checkouts by using them in their shoplifting attempts.
So this is really annoying.
This is not new. This is not even news. Like, I've seen people do that all the time. Like,
see, up until just a moment ago, I didn't think that existed. But then I do diddle the system a little bit.
Hang on a sec. You didn't tell us in pre-production that you diddled the system.
No, because the thing is, right, I don't put an avocado in as a carrot. But yeah. I wish I'd thought of that. I don't have the good ideas.
Mm.
But
I see, I've thought of it.
What I do do is I do put a red capsicum through. I say red capsicum, not orange capsicum, because they're a bit cheaper.
Are you serious? That's all I shoplifting do. Doll.
And then and I will put through my tomatoes. If I've got a Roma tomato, I will probably put it through as a field tomato.
Wow.
But I didn't think that's not as clever as this.
Well, we all pretty much knew this was going on.
You didn't think that constitutes a stealing.
No, I didn't. No. And I actually lied about it to both of you and myself.
It took a criminology university lecturer, senior lecturer, to actually work out that this was a thing.
No, but you know what? She's discovered that it actually happened she discovered it in Australian shoppers first.
Mm, and now it's moved
into
the UK.
So
they're blaming us.
Well, because we're a bunch of crooks. We were sent out here for stealing bread.
Or are we just trendsetters?
Or are we just trendsetters?
That's a good way to look at it. Yeah, I like that.
They're about to phase out plastic bags. What are we going to do? Doesn't matter.
It's not a whole segment on shopping. And things that are taking place in the marketplace.
Right. I'm sorry, I'm not right.
No, she's
not
right.
Kook.
No.
We were having a conversation just before about big discovery. Big discovery that someone's actually found out that people diddle things at the checkout, at the tills. Rather than putting in avocado, they're putting in carrots.
I was on a soapbox, wasn't I? Very righteous here. I don't do that.
You just diddle things.
And then I've realised I do diddle the system and quite unashamedly.
And lied about it.
Ashamedly? Mm. I can't speak either. Mm. Hey, we've had a message from Brad.
Oh, thanks, Brad.
And we were wondering, because the Australians are setting the scene for the UK.
Because we're a bunch of criminals.
It could be the fault of the UK for settling Australia with criminals.
Thank you, Brad. Mm.
If they'd kept the criminals for themselves and sent out the wealthy, we would never have thought of ripping off the supermarkets. It wouldn't have been in our DNA.
There you go.
It would have been in my DNA because we were Irish.
Now,
and I'm pretty sure we sold potatoes.
Now, we've got a message from Brian from East Melbourne. It says he diddles things. He actually fills up his Slurpee at the 7-Eleven and drinks it and then fills it up again.
That old chestnut. Oh, yeah.
That's diddling. It's still stealing.
What do you diddle, ladies
and
gentlemen?
I think we should throw it out there because there's lots of diddlers.
We're having a diddle off.
It's a diddle off.
Yeah, we haven't called it stealing. We've called it diddling.
Make us feel better.
Yeah, to make us feel better. Just to take the edge off.
Because there's an article saying that shoppers are getting more and more snazzy about it, and they're actually putting through the self-serve things like carrots instead of avocados because they're cheaper. And we're just sitting here in the break while the songs are going, oh yeah, I often take this. Oh, I often do that.
Come on.
The police are not listening.
No,
Tim, Effie, what did you just say? You said if they leave things off the bill,
I won't necessarily tell them. You know, if they've left, you know, something off the bill, or I had to go and get those plates so you don't grind your teeth at the dentist?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I paid a deposit, but then she didn't hit me up for the rest of the bill, and I'm still waiting, but I'm not bringing it up.
Oh, they won't forget that, doll.
Do you know what I mean?
There's a couple hundred bucks
worth of plastic. I've been there back there twice and haven't brought it up.
You'll get hit with that.
Do you know, when you're least expecting it. I don't know whether it's stealing, it's just waiting. It's diddling.
It is just waiting.
It's a diddler.
As you crawl down into a little hunched ball and put your hands in the air. Officer, I didn't do it.
Now, Angela from Eltham North has sent through a message.
She said, I used to get a scoop of macadamia nuts and eat them while I do the shopping. They're so expensive.
Well, yeah, that's right. And you know what? I buy the macadamias, but I always test them before I... So I might start off with a full bag, but by the time I get to the counter, it's maybe a half bag. Just want to see whether they're right for me.
Oh, the ones that you have to weigh?
Yeah.
See, bunch of crooks. And then Dean Murphy's just enlightened me that don't worry, in the big stores, they've factored in the price of all of this diddling anyway, so they're not losing anything.
No, and that's how they brought it up at the meeting. They said there's going to be lots of diddlers. So we need
heaps of diddling going on through those self-service.
We've had lots of messages coming through for this one. This is a good one. Kate said, I diddle apples at the checkout. Well, apples, yes, because there's different kinds. There's some really expensive apples. And Paul said, I diddle cups of tea. I'll pay for one and get them to refill the pot a number of times. Is that diddling or is that just smart?
Oh, that makes me feel sick. Who was that?
Paul.
Because Paul, like, by the time you've done that a few times with that tea bag,
it's got weaker.
I nearly swore them.
It's got
that's
weaker.
How angry that makes me. It's like, you can't have weak tea like that. It makes me furious. Hi, Tim, Anna and Dean. Living the music. Oh, see, I got kicked off the show and Tim's gone first. Ladies and gentlemen, if you were paying attention
a little bit.
If you were paying attention, I'm only allowed back in the team because I made the team a cup of tea.
That's right.
Anyway, loving the music this afternoon, particularly Tay Tay. She slays. Mm. Can you please play Bardo Poison?
No.
No.
No. By the way,
because we don't have it. We did check. It's not just like we've written it off. We don't have it.
By the way, what the actual F was Delta wearing on The Voice last night?
Okay, so this is what
vomit.
We've decided to talk about because what she looked like a parachute. Like she looked ridiculous. What was
it didn't look comfy.
And all their colours were clashing, weren't they?
No, they look good. That's
terrible.
I think they are the wardrobe department trying to get them to sort of look uniformy, sort of.
What, like a rainbow?
A little bit. I think.
What was Delta's?
I don't know what Boy George was wearing, to be honest.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like he can wear anything. Suit.
And I think Jonah, whatever his name is, Nick Jonas? Jonas?
That leopard thing.
His little permed hair's interesting as well.
Were they just taking the mick out of Sonia Kruger a bit last night?
Oh, Sonia Kruger's. Yeah. She's a terrible host.
Yeah.
Like
why
she's not
do
good.
We hate The Voice so
I don't
much?
Even know why we watch it.
I don't know either.
I'm not watching it anymore.
And Trent,
sucks.
I think Trent looks like a little bit like a
Thunderbird
puppet.
Him and Delta
puppet.
Are doing it.
No, he's got a girlfriend apparently.
Oh,
well, for Delta. Stopped everyone under the sun ever.
I didn't see who left. Who left?
Oh, I didn't watch that later.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch that far. I
stupidly switched over to Love Island.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't even talk about that. Can we go to another song?
Oh, my God. No, actually, I want to talk about it.
Because
you cut me off. And I'm pulling rank on this show, even though I was kicked off it earlier. So clearly no one pays attention to me. But I'm intrigued because I decided not to watch Love Island, hosted by Australia's own
Bogan.
Sophie Monk, who I have I've gone slightly
She's
off her lately. Because The Bachelorette, I got so sucked into her life.
She's
I
beautiful.
Loved her. But I kind of got off her lately because it feels like she's just gone really skanky. And then you tell me that you watched Love Island.
I did. I switched over to Love Island
Which
last
I
night.
Said straight out to you. Tim sent me a text last night or the group and said, Love Island's on. And I said, no, will not, cannot do that. And yet here you are telling me that you watched it and there's a light in your eye. There's a glint.
Look, okay, so it's not usually the kind of – I don't watch Bachelor or Bachelorette. I don't do that. I'm not into that sort of stuff. I don't care. I don't watch – what's that one where they get married? I don't do that. None of them. No, not interested.
Careful.
Right?
We've got a guest coming up next week that's on that.
We'll mute that out.
Too late dump button. There's no dump button for us.
But I thought, Love Island, you know, I'll see what's – because I like Sophie Monk too.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just set you up with the premise because I think you might get hooked.
Is she terrible on it?
Oh, well, she's Sophie Monk.
Oh, she's the same as... Yeah, so she's terrible. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's just Sophie Bogan.
Yep.
Girls enter the house. The house is ridiculous. Like, it's in Spain somewhere on some island. It's amazing. Mm. And girls come out to girls first. And I don't know girls often that straight girls are hanging around each other. So they're all like, oh, your boobs are amazing. And wow, look at your bum. That's amazing. Like, I just want to stare at it. So that's great. I'm not
Weird.
Used to that kind of TV. Yeah. But
I know lots of girls that are like that. I don't do that.
Yeah. And so anyway, then they, you know, five girls are out. Great. Sophie comes out, does a bit of a hoo-ha. Hello, hi, welcome, this is it. So here's how the premise goes. Then they were going to bring out one boy at a time and the boy comes out and then the girls have the option to step forward if they would like to date him.
Right.
Like they become a couple and you have to be in a couple. And I think if you don't...
It's all very sudden.
Yes, if you're not in a couple, then you've got the chance
so
of going
no
home.
So no chatting, not like a bachelor that I get together and have a chat.
He says hi.
Hi.
Hello, hi, I'm
and
Ethan.
And you go like picking a netball team, you go, you'll do.
It's like Tinder on a TV show.
It's basically,
is it?
Yeah. So
swipe right.
If you're interested, you step forward.
Oh, I'm fascinated by this.
So the first three guys that came out, no one stepped forward.
Because they're all waiting for something better.
Probably.
Yet again, same as Tinder.
Yeah, right. And so then it flips because it then goes to the boys.
Well.
So the boys then go, well, then I'll pick
who's got
you.
The biggest whatever.
Oh, wow.
Personality.
Fake hair.
Bazookas.
Yeah. So
thanks. The important. Yeah.
So it's quite interesting. Ah. And even that if there was a girl who was then with a man and the guy's not picked, he can pick that girl and steals her from him. Very interesting.
How much In all honesty, how much of your brain capacity do you think died while you were watching that show?
Oh, like a fair percent.
95% of it.
As a lot of mine has during this segment. Yeah. Is completely gone.
No, I'm going to commit. I'm going to jump on board.
All right, I will too.
I'm got nothing going on in my life at the moment. So yeah. I'm going to do that and we can
It might get you cha-cha.
No, I have no cha-cha.
Get a little... Okay.
I don't think that's the word. We're looking for mojo.
Need to sort of
we're looking for mojo, not cha-cha. Cha-cha. I have a cha-cha, but you should not be talking about it.
No, actually.
You need the cha-cha to get a pulse. Right. Anyway, that's what we're looking for.
There's a faint pulse.
I feel like we've gone off tap.
It's that time again. We head out to the roads. The cold are outbound this afternoon. It's like a green smoothie. Quick and healthy at 7 minutes. The eastern outbound, like an express checkout at 13 minutes. The Monash outbound is a little bit like masturbating with the cheese grater. Slightly enjoyable, but more painful than anything else. And the Princess Freeway outbound is like a caramel chew at 17 minutes. A little bit sticky.
Wow.
And the Westgate outbound is like that Beverly Night track that almost gets there. But doesn't in 14 minutes.
We've got a couple of passes to give away for
a big party.
And there's a simple way you have to do it. What's the prize?
The prize is a double pass, a pass.
Can we go to a song and come back to it? Yeah, no,
it's
go
like
for it. No, tell us what they're going to win.
Monty Python fan.
Tell us what they're going to win.
June.
Doesn't
and
she
the
sound
tickets.
Like she's selling cars at Car City? But keep going.
It sounds great.
It's good. Go.
I've been kicked off this show once earlier and I can walk off.
Come on.
At any moment.
Get the rest of it out.
Your tickets to this could be in your hands. All you have to do,
this is what
ladies
you gotta
and
do.
Gentlemen.
Okay, because it's
in
Kylie.
In honour of our queen, Kylie Minogue. No, because you were too busy trashing me, so I'm taking over the segment.
So, but you don't even know what the segment is.
Well, I do. Watch me go.
There is a lot of hand waving in here, ladies and gentlemen.
Kylie Minogue's birthday, the 50th birthday, and in honour of that. Oh.
Is she out? Because it's Kylie Minogue's 50th, all you have to do is send through a sentence with a Kylie Minogue song in it, title. So like this. This is how it works, Tim. Hey, confide in me that I've won the Royal Ride tickets.
Something like that. Do you see how it works?
I
see.
I would have done that better.
Come forward. Come forward. What have you got for us?
No, I'm out.
Or if I was to step back in time, I would have loved in my youth to go to a party like that.
Yes. Or
yep.
Don't be slow.
Yep.
Give me those tickets.
There you go. See?
Or how about be nice to your co-host because it's better the devil you know.
Whoa, she's so angry. Just tie in a Kylie Minogue song title to a sentence.
I don't understand how you doing that is any different to the way I was doing it. Just
well, I don't know what came out of your mouth.
But like no, because you don't listen to me.
Verbal diarrhea with
I heard some rhyming. I like the rhyming part that you did. That was good.
Or was that the traffic?
About the costumes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what anyone's... Anyway, I was just reading what was on the sheet.
The game...
I was getting critiqued.
Can we get back to now? Some very creative people, Anna Murphy, have sent some stuff through. This one from Mick.
Said, I want to go dancing, and then says Dean, and then has put the song words in. This is I'm feeling awkward. This is where I want to be with you, your arms wrapped around me, and fireworks reflecting in your eyes. This is how I want to feel, the wild kiss, the music. Real.
Oh, they all say
I'm
that.
I'm going to go and be sick now, Mick. Thank you.
We always had this from Frank from Canada, who can't
win
the tickets.
Hi, Murphy's loving the show. It said Murphy, actually. So Frank's obviously on board with getting rid of me. Thank you. Okay. Loving the show today, but I'm light years away.
Light years?
That's
get that?
Very good.
Very good.
I like this one. Peter sent through, like a locomotion.
Ah.
Going off the rails. That will be my life if I don't get the Royal Ride tickets.
Oh, that's really good.
That's very creative. Joy 94.9. That's a really good song, Liam Payne. Bedroom Floor. It actually made us all yawn, didn't
yep.
it?
And lie on the floor of the studio.
Yeah.
God. Good song, though. Great track. 22
the good thing
past
about
five.
Him is he's still a very, very young man.
He's very handsome.
He's got a long way to go. He can keep putting drivel out like that for the rest of eternity. So, like,
we
then you could have said, stop me from falling onto the floor with this song. You could have said that.
Right. It's got to relate to the tickets, though.
Yes. These tickets are especially for you.
Oh,
there you go.
Wow.
I know.
That was quick.
Good.
Quick off the mark.
Dummy spit before you. Back in the game. Well done.
You need one of those every now and then. Yep. foul mood. Now, because it's Kylie's birthday.
Yes.
We'd like to, I was having a little think before, what's your favourite Kylie video?
Well, let's not confuse the competition here, by the way. This is not part of the competition.
This is not part of the competition. But
if you want to throw it out there as well, what is it?
Do you have one, Dean?
All the Lovers.
I have two.
All the Lovers.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Think of that.
And I also like Step Back in Time. I also like Confide in Me. And I also like Spinning Around. I hated those shorts.
Oh, I loved those
shorts.
Oh, okay.
Loved that. I actually really like At First Sight.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
She's got a funky pair of heels on and she looks really cool.
Yeah, see, there was one that I liked around Coming to My World where she walked around the street.
Loved that. Great outfit in that too. And also Better the Devil You Know.
And I like...
Even though a lot of people have trashed that song.
What?
Because, it's bad.
Didn't I say Better the Devil before?
No, you didn't.
No. Oh, you said Step Back in Time.
Oh, no, I hate that song. listen.
I'm glad we did that. You have to put a part of a Kylie Minogue song title into a sentence. Mm. And Sharon said, I believe in you, giving me the tickets to Royal Riot.
Oh, clever. Oh, good on you.
Matt
good
said, on a night like this, I need to win the tickets to Royal Riot. Oh, playing.
I waved a flag on a penis with wings to that song. Anyway, Chris sent through a message.
I've got more.
All right.
James has said, I've got to be certain that I need those tickets to Royal Riot. I've got to be... Got to be certain.
We know the track. No,
you're looking
it.
At me like you didn't. And Marco said, Dean Murphy, your disco needs me.
Oh, absolutely.
That's really good.
I like that one. Chris also said, to get your show out of my head, give me the tickets to Royal Riot.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that as well. That. Yeah.
Okay.
Just slap you, so on that, what?
They're not liking the show. They just want the tickets.
Yeah, probably. Right. Thank you, Simon. Imagine having your birthday, your 50th birthday, and having some of these celebrities at your birthday party. Graham Norton, Guy Pearce.
Oh, heaven.
David Williams, Jason Donovan.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be good fun at a party?
He really would. And can I just say, aging delightfully. I think he looks very handsome. And I thought that part of me was dead. But clearly not. I've just seen him. I've seen a part of
Jason. There's a flicker in there, isn't there?
There is a flicker.
A boom somewhere.
Yeah.
And a broken
not
heart.
Not quite snuffed out yet.
For example, we had Dean Murphy, Your Disco Needs.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, that's how you do it. Yeah. I have to say that's my favourite.
Is it?
Yeah.
I bet you if we gave you 4 minutes to think about it, you'd change it.
No. Something about that. That's what I really...
I hate that one. I hate that one.
Shut up, you two. Spoiled a moment. Anyway, Donald agrees with me because he sent through part of the prize. All my lovers will be at Royal Riot, the party in Queen's birthday, so I should be there.
Oh, I don't know if I'd want to go if all my lovers were there.
Two of these kids are doing the same thing. One of these kids is doing her own thing over there in the corner. Have you met her? Nah. When did you meet her, Tim?
Oh, years ago. It would have been the launch of the Impossible Princess album.
Mm.
And it was somewhere in Paran where she was doing a launch because it was 10 years with Mushroom Records.
Yep.
And it was a private do. We didn't know. Me and my boyfriend was mad for her at the time. I was
as you would
whatever.
Be. Impossible Princess?
Impossible Princess. And so
the comeback.
Yeah, great album. I wasn't sold on her previous, but that was the one that got
me in. That's the one that gave her credibility.
And as we walked in, the security guard said, now make sure no one from the street gets in. Man that door. And we were like,
Score.
Yes, we had a little photo with her, had a little chat.
That's quite good.
I put my foot in it and I said, you remind me of my mum. I don't know why I said that.
Okay, I met her at I worked at the radio station. I was at Fox FM and I had a thing about not wanting to talk, to not doing that whole getting photos with celebrity. I felt it a bit tacky, like running up to... But her, I had no choice.
Yeah.
I let loose and I was like, I need to get a photo. It came out really bad. I've got really bad peroxide hair at that stage.
Do you know one thing that I've noticed about today?
Oh, just flicks and just all went wrong. She looks great.
Yeah. Do you know what I've noticed about this show today? Not only is it Kylie Minogue's birthday, I hate it because you've just left me out of that too. I hate you both.
Wow.
Like this is, no.
That's okay. Well,
why did we tell that tale?
You don't need to be in everything to do
with
the show.
I want to be in everything.
Show.
What do you mean?
You can go and make some tea while we're talking.
The good news is, Anna, the next song's called Therapy.
Oh, there you go.
Welcome to Postcards for White Privilege. I'm Rebecca Judd. This week on the show, I get some cooking instructions from MasterChef Matt Preston. Matt will show me how to make a superb winter bolognese. And yes, I highlighted the G because I'm a speech pathologist and I like highlighting my G's. Shane Crawford takes us somewhere around the world, but who cares, as his star is fading and mine's only shining brighter. We'll also take a closer look at a fabulous new website, mine in fact, called Rebecca Judd Loves. On my site, I'll feature stories about clothes which are way overpriced for you, holiday locations that you'll never be able to afford, artwork that would break your bank and then some. In fact, it's so out of touch with the common person that you'd have to be a professional wag and socialite to afford anything on the site. Oh, that's me. That's this week on Postcards for White Privilege. I'm Rebecca Judd.
Murphy's Law, the only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
I've got shorts on.
That's so random.
Oh, well, I've got shoes on, but yeah. I don't think we're discussing what we're wearing right now.
Sorry, I just thought because it's 19 degrees. It like, is. Oh, yeah, I'm lucky that I've got shorts on.
Well, you had shorts on because you ran here.
Oh, hang on, have you?
Said, hello, Rat Bags. I was going to cancel the long weekend, but if you give me a ticket, I would go to Rock City.
The song title.
It is. It's a good one.
Where did you do that one?
I was going to cancel. Isn't it with Pharrell?
Yes.
Wow, yeah. I didn't even know that.
Wow, look at you busting out the knowledge.
Good on you.
I know a lot. For the final time tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we head out to the roads. The colder freeway outbounds like a quickie in a lift at 6 minutes. The eastern freeway, however, is like a slow, comfortable shag at 17 minutes. The Monash outbound, I've obviously got it on my brain. The Monash outbound is like winning a reading prize. Slightly good, mostly underwhelming at 32 minutes. The Princess Freeway, like a sticky date pudding at 16 minutes. And the Westgate outbound, how you eat licorice. Slowly.
Too early. Oh. The winner is Peter, who sent through Tears on My Pillow. Tears on My Pillow if I don't win the double pass to Royal Ride. There you go. He's won that. Good on you, Peter. This hour, we've got some. I need to get out of here. I can't be with you two people anymore. We've had a complaint.
What?
Craig has sent through a message saying that we have not had one poo story, one sex doll story.
Oh.
We haven't delivered, but we have a fart story, if
well,
that makes
that
a difference.
Well, that is the Murphy's Law mission statement. We will always cover off those hard-hitting topics.
Bizarre invention could spell curtains for the playground approved whoever smelt it, doubt it tactic.
What?
Of working out who...
Oh, did a little toot.
Chinese academics have granted a physics award for their work on creating a fart detector device.
A fart detector.
A team of Chinese university were awarded the nation's Pineapple Prize after inventing a gizmo that not only solves the mysteries of who farted, but provides a way to locate the source of any odour through the complex dynamics of air.
Oh, God.
The Pong detectives have published a piece of research called Odour Source, like Locationized, using a mobile robot in odour airflow environments with a particle filter algorithm. Oh, God,
wow.
That was long, wasn't it?
That's very sciencey.
Very long.
It's got detector.
Anyway. I love it here when it says when the odour plume clue is found, the robot performs an exploratory behaviour. Like, so you're just standing in a lift with a few other people and all of a sudden this thing comes out and just starts sniffing around your butt.
I've got a dog.
A little bit
that
like
does that.
Danger, Will Robertson.
I've got a schnauzer.
Dog that does
he does that all the time.
I think this would be very good on an aeroplane.
Great on an aeroplane.
What, this conversation? Or?
Great on an aeroplane.
Is not good.
Not so good if you live on your own. Because yeah. You've just got an annoying robot popping out telling you that you just farted. It's like, I know. I'm not trying to blame it on anyone. I live on my own. On a plane, yes. Isn't it would it? Actually ruin your ability to crop dust, though, while you're
I
on
know.
There.
I know.
Or Dutch oven.
I don't Dutch oven much on a plane. That's a bit much, isn't it?
Who Dutch ovens on a plane?
I don't know. Can we go to another song?
Oh, my God. I caught people under a blanket on a plane doing something other than Dutch oven.
I'm sure they were doing that as well.
Smell your fart.
Now, last man standing.
It is.
Now, this week I promise I'll get into it.
I thought it was 3-1. Is it 2-0?
No, it's 2-0.
Oh, God. Which one did you win?
I won the first two.
All right,
thank
okay.
you, Tim.
That's
right.
True.
Let's go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So today's topic, which Dean, you'll be kicking us off.
Right, okay.
Today's topic feels very fitting. Kylie Minogue's song titles.
Step Back in Time.
Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Locomotion.
Better the Devil You Know.
Or The Lovers.
Hand on My Heart.
One.
Slow.
Especially for you.
Heart. Two hearts.
What? that?
Yep.
Oh, she's throwing me. Hang on. Do I get an extra 2 seconds?
That's it.
I told you I was going to be the game. I was the game.
That was the best I've seen in a long time. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very impressed with both of you.
I was competitive to the end. Oh,
you've actually ruined my afternoon.
Well, you know what? My afternoon was ruined before you even got here.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Just to have another dummy.
Thanks to all those people sharing stuff on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ Murphy's Law Radio.
That was seamless. Well done.
That was seamless.
And if it was true, can someone just go, can we get 5 people to just go to that Facebook page now and just like it?
Go on.
It hasn't moved for about, I don't know.
No, sadly, we lost another like.
I know, and it makes little angels die all over the place, don't they?
they just plummet from the sky.
We're doing flashbacks and stuff.
We are doing flashbacks, and we're going to probably have some of the other presenters come in and tell us what they're doing as well.
So you can hear about other shows and stuff. That'd be good. Yeah. We can actually siphon ideas out of them for our show. What do you think?
That's what
we're probably doing quite well. We could do with that, couldn't we?
We could. And don't forget, Dollar for Dollar is obviously on the 25th of June, which is going to be huge with Gary and Jeffrey, patrons of Joy, donating or matching dollars. They come into the station.
Well, we did that one year when they were in New York and we had to do it on the phone. Yes. So that was tricky.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for them to get back from their holidays this year.
Yes.
Make it easier for everyone.
Absolutely. But it's going to be a good show. Join us next week. And please, the only thing that's going to keep the lights on at the station is obviously your memberships.
Importantly, the sound coming into your radios.
Now, we should actually make mention. Someone who does a real good job and works very, very
terrific
hard.
Job.
It's Simon, our newsreader.
It's
a thankless job in there. Hard work.
Thank
but
you.
Here, thank you, Simon.
Did you get the Murphy's Law clap? And a trumpet.
Free trumpet at the end.
We're out of here. That's it.
Ciao.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.